Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Cindy Polfelt and her daughter Jessica Hozak. They both live here in Columbia, and since her father passed away, Cindy has become the caretaker for her mom, who has Alzheimer's. Cindy spoke with Jessica about some of the stresses of being a caretaker. Here's Jessica.
And I always tell you all the time, because I know it's so stressful and it wears you down mentally and physically, it is always so important to still practice mindfulness for yourself. I mean, you have to have some time for yourself being a caretaker.
Well, often said one day, I think I told you this, I said, you know, I feel like going outside and going to Walmart and buying some cheap dishes and just throwing them in the backyard and breaking them, because it's such a frustrating disease. Although you need to show sympathy, empathy, compassion. And this, you're looking at a person that you love, a person that brought you into this world, a person that brought you up, and now it's reversed. I don't think I was ever prepared for that. I don't think you can ever prepare yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you can either.
Before your pawpaw passed away, I mean, he took care of everything.
Right.
And he took care of your grandma. And it just, it was like, I sort of got angry about it. It was like, okay, now you're gone. Now what am I going to do?
Right.
You know, and I could feel that stress building up and that everyday
routine.
Same routine every day. I used to dread getting up in the mornings, and I didn't like that. I mean, I still have a life. I mean, it's still my life going on, but right now my life centers around her. And that's okay. I love my mother dearly, and I wouldn't want it any other way. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that I haven't had days where I've talked to you, and it's just like, you know, the dishes thing. I want to go outside and scream, or I want to just...
Well, you lose yourself in it, too. You are so worried about taking care of somebody else.
Well...
And you just don't even think about yourself at all. You just think about, what can you do to make her life better in her condition?
Right. I just want, I guess my hope was when I started taking care of her was that she could have the best quality of life that I could provide for her. And now I'm...
And you still do that.
Well, I do, but you're right. I've lost myself in the middle of it because I worry more about her than I do anything.
Right.
And I mean, I put myself last, and it's not a very healthy thing to do.
Right.
And I think as a caregiver, you've just got to realize that basically, I don't think your mind ever relaxes. You're waiting for that minute for her to get up and what comes next. So I don't know how long she'll be around. That's not my decision, but...
You're enjoying the time you have.
I'm enjoying the time that I have with her, whether it's the kind of quality time I would like to have, no, but I do have that time with her, and that's a blessing. It's something that I know when she's gone that I'll remember.
And cherish, for sure.
And cherish spending that time with her.
That was Cindy Polfelt speaking with her daughter Jessica about some of the struggles associated with being a caretaker. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Trevor Hook. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.